This recording, England 96, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onoroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. And Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in Chalford in Gloucester. We moved to Wales when I was 7. I attended a Welsh-speaking school where Welsh was compulsory, but in the area not many people speak Welsh, but it was still a lesson we had to learn. And then I left school at the age of 11 or 12, went to secondary school, was there till I was 16, then to college where I studied history, photography, French and, what was the other? And English. And then I decided to go to university in Swansea, where I study American studies. I'm very fond of voice acting. Even though I study quite a typical like history literature course, I've always wanted to do voice acting in cartoon animation. And doing this course, I wanted to see where it would take me and see what I could learn as well. Okay, so I have 2 brothers and 2 sisters, mum and dad. I'm the middle child, so I have an older brother, older sister, younger brother, younger sister. I like to talk about my accent, explain it. I guess I pronounce things, as in comparison to my friends, they'll sometimes say bath or grass, whereas I've learned to say bath and grass. My parents' accents I don't really notice a difference in mine and theirs, except I think my mum can sometimes break out into like a Scouse accent sometimes. and I think my dad, I never really noticed an accent except for like what I sounds like. But yeah, and I think the same with the rest of us. So my older brother, I think because he goes to Bangor, so in Wales, he speaks fluent Welsh, so he sometimes has like a Welsh twang in some things he says. But I think the rest of us, I got my older sister and younger brother go to Bristol University, so I'm not sure if they've picked up back any kind of, I don't know, Bristol accents or anything, I'm not sure. But it just, yeah, sounds kind of similar to mine, I thought.